Thank you. Thank you. your day. When you're discouraged, if you're discouraged, don't isolate yourself. Don't isolate yourself. Spend time with people who love you and will encourage and will care for you and will speak God's truth to you. Not to mention, just practically speaking, your life is always physically exhausting. Can you imagine what the battle ring world would look like? Can't you find as many people who take a lot of care for anyone? Running up to detail meeting nurses. I'm thinking that it's a little bit tired. And what if you do? It's physically exhausting. His brain isn't working. Or he's much the gospel into us. It shines his light for all the world to see. Why? Because God is glorified far more through cracked pots than something that's far more intact. In fact, it's through cracks that he shines through. Isn't that amazing to think about? Because God is the one who deserves all the glory and honor should ever be to us. And that's why he uses his cracked pots like you and I. The first teaching is to show that his all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. It's all over again. So you know Elijah, who is divine, who never missed, was fragile and weak. Yet this is why God speaks to him softly. He knows he has just been telling Israel to join his voice, right? God has one. But he uses this still, small voice, this gentle whisper. If God had used the big voice, I think Elijah would have curled up and died. And as he whispered, he strengthened and healed Elijah, just like he does to us as well. Elijah was spent and God strengthened him. He was broken and God repaired him. Elijah was believing lies and God fills him with truth. God is the ultimate people whisperer. We try to help people, and thankfully sometimes we're successful, but ultimately it's God who does the work. It's the He's the one who heals people. And we run away from God at times when we don't like what He's doing with us. And what does God do? He walks up to us, and He stands as far away as He needs to be, and He just waits. And He whispers. He whispers. I mean, this is what He whispers often to us. My child, I love you. I love you. My child, you are more than this. My child, I am pleased with you. I am proud of you. My child, stop looking at your problems. The more you look at them, the bigger they get. Look at me. The more you look at me, the bigger that I get as well. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, we'll finish with this. It says that we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is what, or rather, who is what unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We turn our eyes off of our problem and off of ourselves, and we look to Him who can solve the problems, the one who can strengthen us and give us His peace. Here's my theory. This is just what I'm speaking here, okay? My theory is that God shouts if He needs to. I think often He just whispers. Listen, you get into quiet places and to listen for His voice. Listen for His truth. When we're taking communion today, there's going to be no music. The only thing you'll hear is a few people fidgeting, maybe your neighbors, some growling. But hopefully you'll hear the voice of God, because He still speaks, amen? He still speaks, in whispers. And as the stewards who come forward and set themselves up to serve you for communion. And as for Jackson, I just want to give you a few instructions regarding communion. If you've never partaken in the Lord's Supper before with us, we're going to pass out the cup first, or sorry, the bread first and then the cup. There's a gluten-free option, a little plastic cup there, maybe not in a tray. If you are a child of God here this morning, you are most welcome to participate in this process with us. Perhaps you come from a different church tradition, that's okay. You are a part of our family today, you are a guest, and if you have given your life to the Lord and you said yes to Jesus, then you're more than welcome to participate with us. exactly what it is.